The souls in purgatory, more than any other human being, are arguably the best intercessors if you want to suffer well. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. So we have finished the book, My Conversation with the Poor Souls by Princess Eugenie, and we are now moving on to Anna Maria Lindmeyer. I will tell you more about it and more about who she is as we go through these different videos. I'll place the name of the book so that you can check it out if you happen to read French. If not, I will be paraphrasing and translating it. In a chapter where she speaks about what she sees when she sees purgatory, this is what she says. First of all, she is surprised by the immense suffering that's there. And she says that it's an ocean of fire, a waterfall of fire, something that is absolutely impressive, the amount of suffering that is there. The next thing that is juxtaposed to this intense suffering is the way that the souls in purgatory and their attitude towards this. First of all, they are incredibly happy at being saved from the fires of hell that they know that they deserved from their sins. Second of all, they are completely conformed to God's will, suffering with absolute and immense patience, so much so that she says that we can rightly consider them like saints, something that you do not really hear from other mystics, and something that we should profoundly meditate on. Then they have the characteristic that they would rather be suffering there than be presented before God with a single stain of sin. So they have this immense desire to be purified. And then the last thing that she mentions that's notable for us is that they are on fire more because of their desire to be with God than because of the pains of the sins that they're carrying. There's much for us to meditate on in this situation. First of all, this, they are in conformity with God's will in a way that is something that we should imitate. One thing that we should consider is that we cannot enter heaven. We cannot be saints unless we want to do the will of God and we want to be in conformity with God's will. And that is something very difficult because a lot of times we say, I want to do God's will. And what we mean is what we think God's will is, what we want, what we prefer, what's easy for us. Then when it's hard for us, we don't want to do it. And always whatever is hard for you and me is often the thing that God wants us to do. The other is for us to get to heaven. The one thing that we need to do is to suffer well. And they are the masters of it. If you really think about it, other than Jesus Christ himself and the Blessed Mother, the souls in purgatory are masters of suffering more than any other saint. So think about this. We could possibly consider them the patron saints of suffering. We can go to them when we are being called to suffering, when we're going through intense suffering, when we have a terrible disease, or we're suffering through sins, or something that's happening to you or to your family. Who can we ask so that we can suffer patiently, so that we can suffer heroically, so that we can want to do God's will, not just do it, but desire to do it? We can go to the souls in purgatory and ask them to intercede for us. Now, one thing that we have been learning from the previous videos is the different intercessory powers that these souls have. Those that are in the great purgatory and the lower parts of purgatory are less able to intercede, and sometimes not at all. Those that are in the second purgatory have been more purified. They can pray for us more intensely, but especially those that are in the threshold, that last level of purgatory, these souls in purgatory are the ones that you should go to that have the most intercessory power. The other souls in purgatory that we should consider asking for their intercession are the Marian souls in purgatory. Remember those that had a devotion to the Blessed Mother while on earth, and those that had a devotion to the Eucharist, that they are often suffering, praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament. These different groups of souls in purgatory, the ones I just mentioned, often are only suffering the privation of the vision of God, which, don't be fooled, is incredibly painful and, in fact, the greatest source of pain for the souls in purgatory. My friends, if you want to suffer well, which is what it means to be a saint, go to the souls in purgatory for help. Now I will give you a short tour of where I am at. By the way, this is the Volcán de Salco. I'm currently at the Cerro Verde. A cerro is a mountain that is not quite a mountain and not quite a hill, something in between. And it is in between the Volcán de Santana and the Volcán de Izalco. I actually climbed this volcano. It takes 4.5 hours and it is exhausting. And it is quite appropriate that I am speaking about the souls in purgatory who are on fire in front of a volcano. After the tour of where I'm at right now, I will show you the rest of the videos from different scenes here in El Salvador at a restaurant that we went to, as well as other many beautiful things. Enjoy. I am so excited. We were having dinner with my wife, and then she told me, hey, do you want to go do a holy hour? And I was literally like a kid in a candy shop. So I want to show you this church really close to our hotel that has a lot of personal significance for me, where they have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. We actually went to Mass this morning. So first, let me tell you a little bit about this church. Then I will show it to you. Now, to be honest, the architecture of the church is totally from the 70s. It's not the most beautiful design, but there are a lot of memories for me whenever I've been here in El Salvador. This church is very close to where my family has lived. And so I would go to Mass there often. They would also have two Masses a day. Right now they have confession, I believe, twice a day on several days of the week. And they have a very beautiful adoration chapel. And they have it throughout the day, which is unusual for here in El Salvador because of safety reasons, but it's just a short walk. So the church is named Saint Benedict. There's been a new pastor there that's remodeled a few things. I think there's a new stained glass window. So it's very, very, very beautiful. And it's in a roundabout, so it's literally in a circle. And where I used to go to school is right here. Where we used to live when I was very little is right around here. Where my aunt lives is right around here. Where my grandmother used to live is right around here. So there's a lot of, this is like a little neighborhood where we used to live. In Spanish, the church is called the San Benito. So without much further ado, here is the church. Hope you enjoy it. So I'll be speaking a little bit. They added a new alcove to Our Lady of Grace, or Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. Now when you come here, one of the things that you'll notice, sorry that was a little bit uphill, so a little bit tired, is just how many cars there are here. This church is packed. The parking is sort of crazy, which is great. And they're having something right now, I'm not sure what it is. But here, let me show you this alcove. And right now they're having some sort of adoration. Look at this. Oh, that's so beautiful. Look at that. That's a sign from God about the miraculous medal. Look at that. Oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. Everything here in El Salvador is very, very simple. So it's not going to be a big basilica. But it is quite beautiful. Now, interestingly, this neighborhood is in what they call here La Zona Rosa, the pink zone or the red zone. That normally has bad connotations in other countries, but here it's where it's clubs and restaurants and things like that are. So here's the church. Again, I know the design is a little different, but it's like in a triangle shape. Now, let me take you. I'm going to show you, but since they're having Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, I'm going to let you go because I really need some time to pray. I'll be praying for all of you. Love all of you guys. It's such an honor to do videos for you. Oh, check this out. This is so amazing. This is so beautiful.
He's about to give benediction, so I will keep recording until that's over. Here's the outside of the Blessed so you can see the design. So as you see, it's like these flames coming out, and right there is the Blessed Sacrament. It's the monstrance. It's a huge monstrance. It's like 3 feet tall or something like that. It's really, really big. It's such a beautiful room. And it's such a rarity to find that here at San Salvador. Down this street is the Escuela Americana, where I went to kindergarten and first grade. And here is just a little bit of the church before we go back to the hotel. Thank you for joining me. Apparently we're eating at a very trendy taco place in El Salvador. Kind of interesting. We were looking for a restaurant and found this crazy place on top of a volcano of El Salvador. Look at it, it's so amazing. Check this out. Wow. This is my wife, Rachel. Finally, she says hello.
I'm She's shy.
Only on camera, but not in person. Do you know what that is? That is peacocks. And up there, they have zip line. So you can zip line so you can get an amazing view of the city. We had to climb a few stairs to get to the restaurant. I don't know if you can see in the background this amazing view. Let's see. Man, it is unreal. That's San Salvador in the background. and I'm in a little treehouse in this restaurant. I'll just have to show you what it looks like. It's crazy.